Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from White and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Malzone catches it and throws to second to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw fires to first and has Geiger trapped. There's the throw to Aparicio who tags Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Runnels, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Green who tags Lawler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Malzahn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Malzahn reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Don Button. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Ike DeLock now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing first base. Pete Runnels now playing shortstop. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chittum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chittum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Turk Lown now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. White strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.